We are to go to the ends of the earth, September 25. We give liberally to spread the gospel. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, Proverbs 3:9. Are you not chosen of God to be a vessel unto honor, to convey light and truth to those who are in error and darkness? The saving message of truth has come to you, and if you receive of the Spirit of Christ, you will have a love for souls who are in peril. Men will compass land and sea for earthly gain, and endure privation and suffering to obtain their object, yet will turn away from heaven's attractions and not regard eternal riches. Men who are in comparative poverty are usually the ones who do the most to sustain the cause of God. They are generous with their little. They have strengthened their generous impulses by continual liberalities. When their expenditures pressed close upon the income, their passion for earthly riches had no room or chance to strengthen. But many, when they begin to gather earthly riches, commence to calculate how long it will be before they can be in possession of a certain sum. In their anxiety to amass wealth for themselves, they fail to become rich toward God. It should be your object, in whatever vocation you may be found, to do your work in a manner that shall glorify God. All that you gain you should look upon as capital to be invested in the bank of heaven. It should be your joy to devote means and time and ability to win souls for Christ, to send the light to those who sit in darkness. The Lord has ordained that the diffusion of light and truth in the earth shall be dependent upon the efforts and offerings of those who are partakers of the heavenly gift. He might have made angels the ambassadors of his truth. He might have made known his will as he proclaimed the law from Sinai with his own voice. But in his infinite love and wisdom, he called men to become co-laborers with himself by choosing them to do this work.